Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, well, assuming this little global pandemic thingy, this cute little pandemic, doesn't get in the way, the Blazers open their restart their season Friday, July 31st against Memphis.
I was told today that that it was going to go away.
What was going away?
The virus.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that it was literally going
Great.
To just disappear.
Then the Blazers will open July 31st on Friday against Memphis.
I can't believe it, but that was said today.
By the way, Zoom call today, Damian Lillard, Terry Stotts with media.
Yeah.
The most animated I've ever seen our Tear Bear.
Yeah, he's normally just...
Hey, Rip City.
I'm Terry Stotts, and I'm reading this from my backyard.
So I gotta put a vote in for Eric Gunderson. I am on his side of this.
Yeah.
Because they were on there, and then Eric Gunderson, who is a writer for...
I think he writes for the Columbian, doesn't he?
Columbian.
Yeah, he. I don't know where he is right now. He's moved around a couple times.
He covers
times.
The Blazers. He was on this call.
He used to ride for the Columbian,
And they show him on there, and he's on his bed, right? Like, you know how you do? You sit on... I do this all the time, where I sit on the bed, and I just have my laptop or my iPad on my lap, you know?
Yeah.
And Stotts...
Pillows propping you up against the wall?
Yeah, and Stotts thought it was the funniest thing ever, and he was like, dude, get out of bed. It's 12:45. And Gunderson was kind of taken aback by it. He's like, well... I'm just comfortable, yeah. You know, I am fully in the Gunderson camp on this. Stotts just thought it was the funniest thing that he was still in bed. But I think it's fully acceptable. You go, boy.
It is a little odd. Like, in all defense of the Tear Bear, like, he's probably been on plenty of these now. That may be the first time he's seen someone in bed. You're not expected as a coach of an NBA team to answer questions from someone in a hoodie while laying in bed.
That is true. That is definitely true.
I don't remember who it was, but there was someone during one of those, like they did the big Lady Gaga put it on. It was the COVID concert, right? And they had all, like, Eddie Vedder did it from his house and Lady Gaga and all that. One of the guys did it from his bedroom and his bed was unmade. Like, he just, cause everyone just set up, like, and most people had like a music room, or whatever. He just set his up in his bedroom and he didn't bother to make his bed. It's like he had rolled out of bed and set up the keyboard and was like, hey, let's do this.
Well, among the Nuggets, it looks like the starting five will be Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and then Carmelo Anthony slides to the three, Zach Collins at the four, and Yusuf Nurkic at the five. Stotts said Nurkic looks about as in as good a shape as he's ever seen him since he's been in Portland, which is nice.
Yeah.
He said that he doesn't rule out Whiteside and Nurkic playing at the same time or even both starting, which is interesting. But either way, one or the other will be on the court at all times, which I think is a huge boost for them. So Whiteside will probably go to the second unit, but he hasn't fully decided about Collins sliding in at the four. And then Caleb Swanigan is not going to play. And granted, there won't be much playing time for him, but he said he is going to skip Orlando.
Yeah. So that's not a big deal at all. And then they were talking about, too, the who they signed, Jalen. Was it – who was the G League guy?
Adams,
that he's basically a practice player. So they said as much. They was just mainly – he will not be getting any minutes as well. I know some people were like, oh, they went and signed something. No, he was there for practice purposes.
And Lillard was on there. He said that he doesn't expect many guys to follow the COVID protocol. So
what?
He's just going to sit in his room.
I can't believe, is that the way the Blazers win the title? Like, are they just going to sit around and be like, look, guys, if we all just sit in our hotel room for like 2 months, everyone else is going to get this and we're going to be fine. Just stay the course. We'll be okay.
It's quite possible.
Blazers.
Stephen A. had that. Stephen A. went on a big rant. He said he gave it a month before the extracurricular activities forced players to seek refreshments elsewhere outside of the Orlando bubble. Ah! I said a month. What are you talking about? Dude, the side pieces are going to be in there within 7 days.
Did you see there's a porn site that's going to offer them free subscriptions.
Yeah. Well, they were the, I think it's the same when that Pornhub, I think they were doing that to for everybody at the start of the COVID stuff. They're always like making headlines with this sort of thing.
Boy, they see an opportunity.
Yeah, they do.
They jump on it.
Oh, and I'm sure there'll be several NBA players that are going to take them up on it, but something tells me the NBA guys are going to get on Instagram and then invite the stars of those videos into the Orlando bubble.
By the way, Lillard and his lack of confidence in guys following the protocol, yeah, that has made national headlines.
I know. I was like, when I got onto ESPN this afternoon, that was one of the headlines is Blazers Lillard doesn't believe people will follow protocols. What, does he not think they're going to play doubles ping pong? I mean, because some of
the, do you want his quote?
Some of the protocols are ridiculous.
Here's what he said. My confidence ain't great. My confidence ain't great because you're telling me you're going to have 22 teams full of players following all the rules. When we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. I don't have much confidence. But hopefully it'll be handled to a point where we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position.
Even though everyone else that's come back in these situations from the MLS to golf to any of the athletes, yeah, we've seen outbreaks. But yeah, the NBA is going to manage to keep it under wraps. I want video interaction of the first time that someone tries to stop LeBron or Lillard or someone from leaving Orlando when one of these guys goes AWOL. I would give anything to see Ted, the security guard, telling LeBron, sorry, sir, I can't let you leave. If you come back, it's going to be like that. Well, like when you the graduation dances. Hey, just so you know, if you leave, you can't come back in. If you leave, you're gone. Can't come back. Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.